Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Gaza ceasefire, unstable. We have the story.
Teenage girl killed in traffic crash on I-135. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita man was arrested over the weekend after a fatal crash involving a motorcycle. We have the details coming up.
There's peace again between Israel and Hamas after a day of renewed fighting. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
The fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas appears to be back in place. This after surviving its first major test. Israel accuses Hamas of firing at its troops in the Israeli-controlled area of Gaza, killing two soldiers. Israel responded with waves of airstrikes targeting Hamas's infrastructure. More than 40 people were reportedly killed. This all happening as Hamas continues to slowly return the remaining deceased hostages. 16 bodies are still in Gaza. And then despite the Rafah border crossing staying closed, aid is expected to resume entering Gaza through other points. Meantime, a U.S. delegation, including Vice President J.D. Vance, will travel to Israel this week.
The State Department says Hamas may be planning an attack on Palestinians in Gaza, which would also be a violation of the ceasefire deal.
A 14-year-old girl has died, a 16-year-old driver seriously injured in a crash on the canal route near Kellogg on Saturday night. The vehicle was traveling north on I-135, left the roadway, hit a bridge pillar. Kansas Highway Patrol identifying the victim as Belena Amaya, who was a passenger in the vehicle. And the KHP added that the teens were not wearing seatbelts.
A 61-year-old Wichita man was arrested Saturday in connection to the fatal crash involving a vehicle and motorcycle Friday night in southwest Wichita.
It happened just after 7:10 p.m. Wichita police responded to the scene at West 42nd Street and South Seneca. Officers found the 27-year-old motorcyclist, who was pronounced dead. Police say the driver was heading north on Seneca and attempted to make a left turn onto 42nd Street when he struck the southbound motorcyclist. Our partners at 12 News identify the suspect as Brian Adrian. He was arrested and booked for involuntary manslaughter while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. This is the eighth motorcycle fatality in Wichita in 2025, matching the yearly average for the city. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the name of the victim has not been released. This case will be presented to the district attorney's office for formal charges.
Massive crowds in major cities such as New York City and Washington, D.C., even in London, taking part in No Kings protests Saturday against the Trump administration. Fox's Madeline Rivera with more from the nation's capital.
The premise of their movement revolves around the argument that the president is abusing his power. They point to immigration detentions and the deployment of National Guard troops. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says their message is flawed. Johnson says the protests were merely a cover for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. He's accusing Schumer of caving to the far-left flank in the government funding fight. Johnson told Fox Business he hopes Democrats will be willing to accept the GOP short-term funding bill now that the rallies are over. Until then, he's refusing to call the House back into session. But Democrats are not budging on health care concessions. They're rejecting Senate Majority Leader John Thune's offer for a vote on Obamacare subsidies after the government reopens.
And other cities taking part in the protests included Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, Boston, Wichita, all had sizable gatherings. Police say protests were largely peaceful.
A freeway in California was shut down as Marines performed live fire drills at Camp Pendleton. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
That celebration at Camp Pendleton took place without any major safety incidents. Quite a big uproar in terms of politics. Thousands of enlisted as well as civilians watched as the Marines and Navy put on a huge demonstration showing off all their capabilities by air, land, and sea. But it was the booms of that live artillery fired from howitzers that was the center of controversy and traffic backups. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the shutdown of a 17-mile stretch of Interstate 5, citing safety concerns, saying in part the president is putting his ego over responsibility with this disregard for public safety. Firing live rounds over a busy highway isn't just wrong, it's dangerous.
Those drills were held during a visit to the camp by Vice President Vance. Marine officials claim the exercises presented no danger. KNSS News Time, now 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A very one-sided game yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. We've got highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
Congress back in session, and the government is still shut down. More news just ahead on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Three people, including one student, were injured in a shooting at Oklahoma State University's main campus in Stillwater early Sunday. The university's police department responded to Carriker East, a three-story residential hall on campus around 3:40 a.m. after victims arriving at off-campus locations reported the incident. All of the victims were being treated at hospitals in Oklahoma City and Tulsa.
Congress back in session. Government still shut down.
This week, the government shutdown could surpass the second longest in U.S. history, eclipsing the 21 days when Bill Clinton was president and the GOP-controlled Congress in the mid-1990s. Republicans and Democrats are still at odds over health care, as Democrats want a permanent extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits and restrictions on President Trump's ability to cut spending already approved by Congress. Republicans argue those issues should be dealt with separately and can be negotiated when the government reopens. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Expelled U.S. Congressman George Santos is reestablishing his presence on a video site.
Santos, now a free man after his fraud sentence was commuted by President Trump, is active once again on Cameo, the site known for its personalized messages for a hefty cost. The site has been lucrative for Santos in the past. He claims he's taken in at least $600,000 for making the videos. His current page sets a personal message from him at a minimum $300. Businesses can book Santos for marketing purposes at $5,000 and up. Santos was expelled in December 2023 from Congress and later convicted for fraud in August 2024. He served less than 3 months of a seven-year sentence. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The field of Republicans running for Kansas governor is crowded. Seven candidates currently vying to represent the party in the election a year from now. Philip Sarnecki, a Northeast Kansas businessman, is among those candidates. Sarnecki was asked what prompted him to get into the governor's race.
I got tired of losing. You know, we live in a state where Donald Trump won 58% of the vote. Actually, he won Kansas, think about this, three times with large margins. We have not elected a Democratic senator in Kansas in almost 100 years. We are the longest running state without a Democratic senator. And for some reason, we have not been able to win the CEO job, the governor's job, which I think is the most important job in the state.
Philip Czarnecki was a guest last evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic volume's getting heavier, and we're starting to see a fairly big backup northbound on I-235 right now. This is right around Zoo Boulevard. Some really heavy traffic in the area. Again, northbound I-235 right around Zoo. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, happy Monday to you, Steve and Ted.
Closing
in on the home stretch here of the month of October. I hope you guys have your Halloween costumes all kind of at least roughly picked out.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of glancing ahead to Halloween this year, I think it's going to be kind of chilly. We're going to see dry weather, and it looks like high temperatures in the 60s, which is, you know, basically normal really for this time of the year. But glancing ahead to trick-or-treat time that evening, low temperatures are going to fall back into the 40s. So it's going to be kind of cool this year, but to be expected. In the meantime, we're looking ahead to another cold front coming through today. Gusty winds will be switching to the northwest this afternoon, the high 73. Our low tonight, 40. Escape any kind of frost potential tonight or tomorrow. Sunny and 69 on Tuesday. It'll be a little less windy tomorrow, and Wednesday looks like a nice day. Sunshine, the high up to 74. We do have a storm system coming in later this week. Right now we're looking at Thursday night and Friday for some showers and some thunderstorms to impact the area. A little bit premature to say exactly how much rain we're going to get, but it does look like this could be a fairly substantial amount for October. Not enough to cause a flooding concern, but perhaps maybe greater than a half of an inch potentially on the way at the end of this week. Again, that would mostly come Thursday night and Friday and then be shifting out of here once we get into the weekend. But much cooler temperatures this week. We've had 14 days this month of October getting into the 80s, and now I think that has come to an end maybe for the rest of the year. 54 this morning in Wichita. We have a clear sky. It's already windy out there this morning. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
I know our hummingbirds have left the area. We have about, I think, three, maybe four that frequent our hummingbird feeders every year. And I love to watch them. But I don't know where they go, south to Corpus Christi?
Yeah, something? They go to Mexico, don't they?
It's pretty amazing how fast those things can fly.
Oh, wow.
their wings are just moving.
And so they never get tired either. It's an amazing, it's an amazing creature, about as big as your thumb, and it's just, I mean, yeah, I love them.
It's like it's like the Channel 12 crew when they hear donuts are in the room.
Yeah
that's right. Yep, we're gone. You don't see us.
They are flocking around the table over there. All right, thank you, sir. We will check with you tomorrow. This is the Storm Team 12 forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve and Ted show number 7038. And we had a sunny, cooler day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature just 67 degrees, normal high 70, and it feels like fall now. It did yesterday. It's going to feel like it today, of course.
It was so nice yesterday.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
When was I out? I was about noon. There was no wind. The temperature was just perfect. I was like, oh, what a gorgeous Sunday this is.
On this date, this is October 20th, on this date 37 years ago, 1988, the Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series, beating the Oakland A's in five games. Do you remember that series, Ted? 1988?
Of course I do.
Where were you? Were you home from college then?
I was, no, I was in college. It was my senior year. Remember that series very, of course, all we remember really of that series is game one, when Kirk Gibson hit that pinch hit home run.
That's the big home run.
Yeah. And after that, it was all downhill for the A's. Game one is what we remember. Isn't it weird? Sometimes you remember the last game of a World Series is the classic, but that year, nobody will ever forget game one of the World Series.
As I recall, Kirk Gibson could barely walk.
That's correct. He was so banged up. But he basically hobbled to the plate.
Yeah, if he had hit a single, he would have never got to first base.
He made contact one time off of the great closer, Dennis Eckersley, who was the best pitcher in the game at that time. Just an epic home run that will live on forever.
Yeah. Big birthday today. Snoop Dogg is 54.
That is big.
Calvin Cardoza Broadus Jr., better known as Snoop Dogg, 54 years old. Good friend of Martha Stewart. There is a couple that amazing. They've collaborated on several projects, starting in 2008 when Snoop appeared on Martha's cooking show. An interesting pair, but it's pretty good chemistry. I've seen him.
Oh, yeah.
They do a pretty good job.
Yeah, on Friday, I went to a celebration of life for the late Bucky Walters, and they had a lot of Bucky memorabilia sitting out for you to take a look at if you wanted to. And I picked up a program of some show he was in long ago, and he wrote his little bio, and at the end, Bucky had written, "And I want to thank Snoop Dogg for all his help."
Well,
even in the afterlife, Bucky is making me crack up.
Yep, I heard about the celebration. Somebody Saturday told me that she'd gone to it, so I guess it was quite a deal there. Had quite a few people, right?
Yeah, had a nice turnout.
All right.
Pay tribute to Bucky Walters. Last time.
Mm. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, as always.
All right, we had a noon kickoff for the Kansas City Chiefs, kind of rare these days. Chiefs right in the middle of a three-game homestand, hosting the last-place team, their division rival, the Las Vegas Raiders. 73,000 fans at Arrowhead yesterday. And, boy, the Chiefs put on a show on both sides of the football. The Chiefs were completely dominant in this game. Of course, Mitch Holthus had the call. You heard it all right here yesterday afternoon on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Second down, goal to go at the 8. The Chiefs go back. New school shotgun here. Reed Humphrey snaps it to Mahomes at his hip. Now Mahomes goes over the middle, caught, touchdown! Kansas City, weapons everywhere! Hollywood Brown loves gargling the sweet nectar of the end zone. Two drives, two touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And a lot more where that came from as the Chiefs scored touchdowns on all four of their first four drives of the game, built up a lead, and then took their foot off the gas. Seems like they could have won this game 80-0. The final score was 31-0. They really didn't even try for most of the second half. So, boy, big game and big win for the Chiefs. 31-0.
It is ridiculous. Otherwise, when you look at the receiving totals, Rice had 7, 5 for Smith, 3 for Kelce, 3 for Worthy, 3 for Smith-Schuster, 2 for Hollywood Brown, including a touchdown. Thornton had a 39-yarder. Noah Gray had a 28-yarder. I mean, we saw it. I said that at the beginning, launch codes, area codes, zip codes, authentication codes, security codes. This was a launch code and a message given to the rest of the league that this Kansas City Chiefs team has weapons everywhere.
Yeah, sure did for the offense. 434 yards of total offense and the defense, too, throwing a shutout as the Raiders got 3 first downs in the entire game.
3.
2 in the first half, only 1 in the second half. Here's a Chiefs corner, one of the great defenders, Trent McDuffie.
I mean, we just came out with an attitude. That's really what it was. We knew it was going to be a game where they were going to come in here, you know, Raider week, and I think guys just executed, you know, played 4 quarters, and we really just rallied around each other. I mean, the offense did a hell of a job at keeping the ball, doing their thing. She was back, so they had juice, but man, this is one of them games where everybody was just clicking, so gotta love it.
And mentioning there, the return of wide receiver Rashee Rice back from injury and suspension, his first game on the field in more than a year. All he did was catch 2 touchdown passes.
It's huge. It's not necessarily tough for us. Everything over here for us is a brotherhood, so we're playing for each other. As long as one of us or a couple of us is doing a good job, we know everybody is doing their job in practice, and it's just transferring to the game.
And Chiefs head coach Andy Reid appreciates the shutout from the defense.
That was an incredible day for him. Spags had a great plan. You know, his coaches did a nice job. The players just executed like crazy. And, I mean, this is the NFL. Mm-hmm. And so you know that this just doesn't happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't happen like that. But the guys, you know, they put it down and they were playing fast. So, I'm happy for that.
Chiefs have won 4 of their last 5. Still a game behind for a playoff spot, though. But nice to keep the wins coming for the Chiefs in the middle of this homestand. Major League Baseball playoffs last night. Game 6 for the American League pennant. The Seattle Mariners, with a win, win the pennant. But they did not get that win last night. They lose at Toronto. The Blue Jays win that game 6-2. Out of the bullpen for the Blue Jays, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland goes 1 1/3 innings of scoreless work. All right. The series is now tied at 3 games apiece. The deciding Game 7 is tonight in Toronto. The Mariners and the Blue Jays. The winner wins the pennant and goes to the World Series. Happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Dave Craig. 67 years old today. 19 years in the NFL. A dozen playoff games. He was with the Chiefs for 2 years in the early 90s. Led the Chiefs to the playoffs twice. A guy that wasn't even drafted out of Milton College in Wisconsin, which no longer even exists. Dave Craig began his college career as the seventh string quarterback. So this guy goes from the seventh string quarterback in college, at Milton College nonetheless, to playing for nearly 20 years in the NFL. One of three quarterbacks with monster numbers in the 1980s of more than 20,000 passing yards. Dan Marino, Joe Montana, and Dave Craig.
Wow.
Guy gets no respect.
Milton College.
Milton College.
He's not even a starter.
The great Dave Craig.
Wow.
He is 67 today. Today is his birthday. Birthday today of former Shocker basketball star Jason Perez is celebrating a birthday today. This just kills me. 48. Jason Perez is 48 years old now, the former Shocker basketball star. And one more baseball note. 40 years ago on this night, it was Game 2 of the World Series in Royal Stadium between the Royals and the Cardinals. The Royals had a 2-0 lead going into the ninth inning. And the manager, Dick Houser, did not go to the bullpen. Dan Quisenberry, he left Charlie Liebrandt in to complete the shutout.
And
the Cardinals scored 4 runs in the top of the ninth inning and won that game 4-2. So the Cardinals scored 4 runs in the ninth, and that even gave the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. So the Royals thought they were going to tie it at 1, but the Cardinals go up 2-0. That 4-run ninth inning by the Cardinals, the only inning in the entire World Series in which the Cardinals scored more than 1 run. The other 7 games, the other 62 innings, they'd never scored more than 1 run, except for that 4-run ninth in Game 2. That was 40 years ago on this night. Things looked bad for the Royals, being down 2-0 after 2 home losses. But we all know what happened, and we'll talk about that in future days. That is sports, and that's brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a Hot Link sandwich. Split, seared, and served in a split-top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Hey, that's perfect for lunch. Hot Link sandwich, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. And sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for a house call for health. Many parents are bringing their kids to the doctor to get their seasonal shots. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Monday morning. 54 degrees. Senators on both sides of the aisle say they want the government shutdown to end, but they're still far apart on how it should happen.
Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly says if Republicans work with them, the government could reopen in short order if health care concerns are addressed on the front end.
We should be able to wrap this up this week, if they will sit down and have a negotiation with us.
Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt is standing with her GOP leadership, saying opening government comes first.
They need to come to the table, open the government back up, and then we're happy to have a conversation about the broken system that they created.
Both were on CBS Face the Nation. The shutdown is continuing into its third week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A pedestrian in critical condition after being hit by a vehicle in South Wichita last evening. First responders called to the intersection of Hydraulic and Jump Street after 8:30 last night. They found a man in his 50s with critical injuries. The driver did remain on the scene and was cooperating with the investigation.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of arson in an apartment fire early Sunday. First responders were called to the 1200 block of South Pershing. Firefighters put out blazes on the first and second floors. No injuries were reported. Investigators determined the fire was intentionally set. A 52-year-old male suspect was located and arrested.
The use of National Guard troops to help combat crime in major cities has been a major point of contention between the Trump administration and leaders in Democrat-run cities and states. Eric Trump, the son of President Donald Trump and the author of the book Under Siege, says Trump derangement syndrome is the reason that Democrats are rejecting help.
My father goes, listen, I'm sick and tired of the crime and craziness of Washington, D.C. He goes, okay, I'm going to do something about it. So, you know, in 12 days, he literally turned Washington from being a crime-infested place to having zero crime. And then all of a sudden you go, you look at Pritzker in Chicago, and, you know, my father's like, well, let's do the same there. Like, we know who the bad ones are. Like, we know who's causing all the crime. And yet, you know, they're still not willing to accept help, you know, all because it's Donald Trump. Now, if there's anybody else who is doing this, they would gladly take the help, but because it's Donald Trump, you know, they'd much rather see, you know, young people die on an average weekend, 10, 15 of them, than get some help from Trump.
Eric Trump was a guest last evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
Australia's prime minister meets with President Trump today with critical minerals high on the agenda.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is looking to strike a deal with President Trump that could include access to critical rare earth minerals and continuation of a submarine partnership. The Pentagon is considering the future of AUKUS, an American-UK-Australian submarine pact. Australia wants to acquire 8 nuclear-powered subs. Albanese could offer up a U.S. partnership for his country's rare earth minerals. In addition to increasing mining in the U.S., the Trump administration is also looking to diversify the global supply chain, describing a China versus the world situation. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and mild for your Monday. A high of 75. South winds go northwest, 15 to 25, and they will be gusty. That wind change is a cold front, so clear and cooler tonight. We're down to 44. Sunshine on Tuesday, a high of 69. We're back in the 70s on Wednesday. Rain arrives on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
7:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning. Clear sky, 54 degrees. We've got a south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour at Wichita's weather station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. And it's time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. How was your weekend?
Very nice. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably were busy all weekend, weren't you?
Of course. There's lots to do in our community, and I wanted to highlight a few of them because I'm very appreciative of organizations that are trying to be part of the solution. I went to and spoke at an event called I Am a Diamond, and they help victims of and survivors of domestic violence. And I was very appreciative that they wrap themselves around these women and try to help them with resources as well as a lot of motivation. Then I have the 250th anniversary of the Navy. We got to celebrate that over at the Lodge in downtown. And then Ketch does so much good work with helping our community members with disabilities. So we raised funds there. Sunday morning, I want to highlight this one because the city manager's assistant, Shanna, donated her kidney to her father. And that's how I learned about the Kidney Association and this awareness walk that they had at Chicken and Pickle on Sunday morning. So good job to all those that went there to learn more about kidney and kidney disease. And then last but not least, the Wichita Children's Home had a big fundraiser last night. I want to give a big shout out to Chester's for donating their space for that event. They're doing so much good work. They help roughly 1,900 children every year at the Wichita Children's Home. If we did not have the Children's Home, I really don't know what would happen to our community. So I'm so grateful to all the staff members, the therapists that are there, and everyone who donates to the Children's Home.
Hope you had time to get outside a little bit because it was beautiful all weekend.
I did. I got to watch the Chiefs at Pump House, and it was packed. I love seeing our community out there just gathering, having a good time, and sharing a good meal and watching the Chiefs with another W.
There you go. Let's talk about the city council meeting coming up tomorrow. We got a Wichita Police Department has some equipment that they need to revise and restore, don't they?
They do. So the Wichita Police Department specifically, we'll be focusing on SWAT. So these are the areas where they're very dangerous. And so we want to make sure that they have the equipment that is protective for them, as well as vehicles that can help them. The bomb unit will be discussed in that item. But again, this is all equipment to make sure that our officers are safe carrying out their duties.
How about Central Library? Are we finally figuring out what we're going to do with the Central Library? It's been vacant for a while.
Yes, if you recall, I had my State of the City address on 3/16 day, so March 16th of this year, and now we're in October. So I hope that shows you that there's movement, finally. I have always said that it's important to maintain what we have, and the Central Library has been one of those areas that I think that has been underutilized and underappreciated. And so during the budget, we put that into the CIP, and now it's going to come before us to allocate the $2 million. However, this means that this will open it up for anyone who thinks that they have an idea of how to design this to come forward, because it will be an event space. And so an RFP, a request for proposals, will be forthcoming if this passes during Tuesday's meeting.
So you're talking about $2 million. Are you talking about to recondition and paint and whatnot? Is that what that's for?
Yes, only the first floor. So let's be very focused. The first floor can be activated for event space. I obviously had my State of the City address there, and I really encourage people to go check out my State of the City, because you can see the space. My State of the City is at youtube.com/@LilyWuKansas, and you can look at that space. And this has been a vision of how do you make this a space that can generate some dollars, because this space will become eventually a space that will be rented out for the community to have events there. And that will be money that can go back to renovating further the entire 90,000 square feet.
That's a pretty large building. I'm going to think of my next birthday party. We probably can't afford it, but it may be affordable for some other larger gatherings than that, huh?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the vision of architects of what this can happen within the first floor. But again, it's a four-story building and 90,000 square feet, and it was built with concrete, glass, and steel. So it's a very strong building, and it will require some imagination to see what can be done within.
Yeah, somebody's got to go in there and tear out all that orange-brown carpeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Put in some light green.
There we go. There
all right. Anything else on your mind today, Mayor?
Oh, yes. So tomorrow will be a very lengthy city council meeting, because I've already heard from a lot of landlords as well as tenants who are interested in the very first item on the agenda. It got moved up to number one because people want to know that they can have safe but also available spaces here in our community to rent. And so the Landlords Association will be vocal about this, as well as tenants in our community. This is something that Councilmember Johnson has been talking about for years. However, I want to make sure that we are being balanced and we're being fair. We're being fair to both landlords and tenants when it comes to any new regulations, because, again, we want to make sure that there's housing here in our community.
Do you anticipating some rewriting of the law or regulations then on that?
Yes. So there's a proposal that's before us that's three parts. So I really encourage people to come out and speak during Tuesday's meeting tomorrow, 9 a.m. Anyone is welcome. City Hall over at Central and Main Street. And then last but not least, after that council meeting on Wednesday, this will be our third opportunity to have three governments come together to talk. So I encourage the community to come out to the Tri-Government Town Hall, which is being hosted by Sedgwick County over at the NCAT building, so the National Center for Aviation Training on North Webb Road. It's Wednesday at 5:30 p.m., again, over at NCAT, and this will be the opportunity to have City Council, the Commission, as well as USD 259 School Board and its members, not all of them, but most of its members in attendance, and we'll be interacting with the community. So tell us how each of these three different governments can work better together.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. We appreciate your time as always, and we will check with you again 1 week from now. Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, Stephen Ted in the Morning.
Be a meeting of the three families.
Three families. Barzini will be there. Project near the ballpark is on hold. We've got Kirk Sevenoff with the Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Stephen Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 7:47 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man arrested in connection to a fatal car motorcycle crash in southwest Wichita.
Two.
14-year-old girl killed in a single car crash near I-135 in Kellogg.
One.
Unstable ceasefire is holding in Gaza. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes right now very heavy, and that backup southbound on I-235 now is really slow, goes all the way back to almost K-96 right now, and the traffic is not moving very quickly at all, and they do have a traffic accident there. Again, that's southbound on I-235 just south of Zoo Boulevard. Backup goes almost all the way back to K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 76 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita, 67. Clear tonight, the overnight low, 46. Then on Tuesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 68 degrees. Now a clear sky. We have a south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Apple listens to their massive audience and adds a long-awaited feature to its laptops.
Fox on set.
Time to start touching that MacBook. For years, if not more than a decade, Apple executives have put off the idea of adding touchscreens to their MacBook line of laptop computers. The company, infamous for carefully curating how users interact with their tech, had openly opined that touchscreens didn't belong in MacBooks, that such experiences were best left for smartphones and tablets. It appears as if they've changed their minds. While Apple officially announced its new 14-inch MacBook Pro adds faster M5 processors and more storage, Bloomberg reports a touchscreen is also added along with an OLED display. Such an addition to Apple's top model laptop is something the company's devotees should enjoy. Windows-based laptops made by various manufacturers have featured touchscreens for years, including a tablet mode, allowing users to bend the screen back around and turn its orientation upright. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stock markets ended on a positive note Friday.
The major averages notching weekly gains following robust bank earnings and artificial intelligence optimism. Investors also digesting solid earnings reports from financial firms, including Fifth Third and American Express. On Thursday, concerns about regional banks and loan losses hit stocks. Some of the worst performers were among this year's biggest winners, like Oracle and Broadcom. The Dow winners, American Express, Visa, and Apple. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow up 238 points, the Nasdaq higher by 117, S&P 500 up 35. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Project near the ballpark is on hold. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Sevenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it's the hotel, apartment, and retail project that got a little bit of a start adjacent to downtown's Equity Bank Park, but it's now on hold, and developers are going to ask the city council for an extension on the completion agreement. Overland Park's EPC Real Estate Group will ask the council to push back the expected start of vertical construction from January of 25, which was missed, to July of 26. Substantial completion would be pushed from April of 26 to July of 28. EPC Executive Vice President Austin Bradley tells the Business Journal that weather delays have created the problem, but there has been no change in the scope of the project. 183 units of apartments are planned, along with a 158-room Hyatt brand hotel, retail, and a parking garage at the corner of Maple and McLean. The council will consider the request on Tuesday. Another matter heading to the council, though it will be in December, is a request from Koch Incorporated to rezone 75 acres of its own land near its headquarters in northeast Wichita. The land is on the south side of K-96 between Hillside and Oliver, not on the north side where the headquarters sits. Koch is asking to rezone the land from single-family residential to limited industrial district zoning. That would allow for development such as warehouse and distribution, manufacturing, research and development, and other commercial uses. It's also located along a Union Pacific rail line. A Koch spokesman would not comment on the request to the Business Journal. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission and District 1 Advisory Board will hear the request first before it gets to the council in December. In all, Koch owns at least 1,340 acres on and around its headquarters on East 37th Street North. Most of it is undeveloped. And the day after the Business Journal broke the news of the new West Kellogg Ascension Via Christi Medical Facility, Via Christi announced it will be an emergency department. It'll be at the corner of 119th and Kellogg and will be built with the help of $20 million in construction bonds from the state of Indiana. The Indiana Finance Authority is financing $1.4 billion in bonds for Ascension projects in 9 states, including 4 Via Christi projects in Kansas. In addition to the new emergency department in West Wichita, $35 million in improvements are planned for St. Francis Hospital, $5 million for St. Joe, plus another $5 million for the Via Christi facility in Manhattan. The West Kellogg project is scheduled to be completed and open in 2027. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Send it to WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Business news brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Did you have a good weekend, Kirk?
I did. I got out and enjoyed the weather. Did a lot of walking around, did some yard work, had a good weekend.
That sounds great.
How about you?
Yeah, same thing. I got out for a couple of walks, and especially yesterday, autumn was here. It was just beautiful, beautiful morning. Great to get out and enjoy the weather.
Perfect right now.
Okay. International Chef Day today, celebrating chefs and spreads awareness about eating healthy. International Chef Day was established in 2004. And over the weekend, I was at an eating establishment, basically near downtown, but a little on the west side of the city, where the chef was very busy handling many orders for cheeseburgers, a place called Ty's Diner. I would call him a chef. That guy puts out some pretty good food in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He might.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Might have overlooked the eating healthy part of your description, however.
Who cares?
That's exactly right.
I didn't go in there to be healthy. I went in there to have a good hamburger. And Shelly and I went. It's the second time we've gone in, the last week? Ed, we went twice, two Saturdays in a row in there. But hey, there you go. It's pretty good eats. International Chef Day.
Yeah, my favorite chef, Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee, there you go. Now, Ted actually when he was a youngster, actually worked as a chef. I don't know if you're aware of that, Kirk.
No. That's Tell right. me more.
I was a line cook at Flaky Jake's on Rock Road.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was your specialty?
I was grilling up hamburgers and steaks and soaking those onions in beer for 24 hours to make those fried onion rings.
Well, I'll tell you, if anything ever happens to this gig, I'll bet you can find another one.
Oh, I imagine I could.
There you go. Kirk, thank you. We'll check with you again next hour. Coming up, the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Always something going on with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. Going to have the latest on an unstable ceasefire in Gaza. Ted has sports.
Yeah, quite a game for the Chiefs yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium. We got a lot of highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
And entertainment news, the blur is on the way as well.
Yeah, we got a classic movie that you will enjoy, Steve, and many other items coming out of the weekend. Entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
We've got your back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.